Outside the Capitol building in Washington today, Arizona Democrat Representative Raul Grijalva cheered the Supreme Court ruling on health care reform as angry conservatives held their own rally nearby.
Today it is affirmed that a minimum level of coverage for every American is constitutional and right, and we should celebrate that. Work to be done? Yes. More to gain? Yes. But today we have broken the ice on a decades-old inability to begin to do health care in this country.
And initially, there was some stunned silence from Republicans. Like CNN, the first congressional reaction to the ruling was wrong. California Republican Brian Bilbray issued a statement saying that the ruling declared the law's individual mandate unconstitutional. Of course, he had to quickly revise that. And House Speaker John Boehner postponed his scheduled news conference. But John Mica of Florida spoke for Republicans in the House.
Today's decision will do more to hurt our economy than anything we could do in Washington, in the state houses, or across this country. So this is a bad day for business, it's a bad day for our senior citizens, and it's a bad day for America, and Congress needs to repeal this now.
And a vote has already been scheduled for about 2 weeks from now. Joining us to talk about this is Gail Chaddick. She's written about Congress for years for the Christian Science Monitor, and she joins us from the paper's radio studio in Washington. And Gail, your thoughts about what's going on in Washington today?
Well, it is an incredible moment. For one thing, this decision was entirely secret. You notice, as you pointed out, how many people got it wrong initially. And it's entirely unexpected. We were all thinking about Justice Kennedy as possibly being the swing vote, not Chief Justice Roberts, who the president voted against confirmation and insulted to his face in his 2010 State of the Union address. This Chief Justice is the one who, in effect, salvages the central centerpiece of the president's first term.
Right. Now, Republicans, as you said, there was some confusion at first, but then they were sort of dazed-looking initially when they joined other Republicans into a closed-door meeting on Capitol Hill after the ruling. And the first response we heard was, quote, it's great that the system works. What do you think this means for the Republican agenda going forward?
Well, it really could determine whether the Republicans can take back the Senate and hold on to the House. Health care suddenly becomes a very important issue in advance of this decision. Speaker Boehner said, we have to be careful not to spike the ball, you know, in victory. This was a surprise for them, too. But you saw them adjust very quickly. On the Senate side, for example, Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, said, look, you know, here's what the president promised. He promised that your insurance would go down. Has it? He promised that you could keep the insurance that you like. Are you able to do that? And I think it's reminiscent of President Reagan's campaign. You know, are you better off today than you were before health care began? And so, both sides expected to fight this election on the economy and jobs, and suddenly there is a real possibility of another issue, especially at the Senate and House races, becoming very important. Mm.
And of course, the big Republican argument here is going to be, what we heard from John Mica of Florida. I would imagine that this hurts the economy.
That's right.
So this exacerbates things.
That's right. And of course, you don't know that. All you can do is look around and say, did my son, who just graduated from college, was he able to find a job? Am I secure in my job? And then if you've got half of the political ads you see saying, well, the reason you're not secure is health care reform. You know, as the president said, I was very interested in the way he dealt with his own briefing. At the end, he said, in 10 years, we'll look back on this and say we're better off. And I think the reason he said that is the short term looks messy. You know, healthcare costs are not going down right now. People are finding that they can't keep the insurance they expected. And so, you know, what it looks like by November, I think the president is trying to get people to take a longer view. In 10 years, you'll feel better about this. Why? Because right now you don't feel good about it at all.
Mm. There's also the big government argument that we're hearing from opponents. Minnesota Republican Michelle Bachmann, leader of the House Tea Party Caucus, she spoke on Capitol Hill today. Let's listen to what she said.
Now government, for the first time in the history of the country, has power to force you to purchase whatever product or service government tells you to buy just because you breathe.
Do you think, Gail Chadwick, that we'll also be hearing that sentiment echoed quite a bit in Congress?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this larger issue of what do you think about government? I mean, we haven't had an election like this in my lifetime where it is so starkly anchored in sharply different understandings about what government is and what it ought to do.
So what alternatives are being suggested? Do we have any?
Well, the Republicans didn't really expect to be in this position, but they're moving quickly to come up with some alternatives. But the first thing, of course, will be repeal. And on July 11th, the House has already said, let's repeal this dreadful bill. I think that the incentives that they have to come up with an alternative have vanished to nothing, since all they have to do is fight against an existing bill. Had there been no bill left, no law left at 10:10 this morning, I think you would have seen a lot of these drafts yanked out of file cabinets. But now there's no incentive to do so. You can simply rail against the existing law and promise that if a Republican were in the White House and if Republicans took back the Senate, and if Republicans held on to the House, people's lives would be better.
Mm. And there is some other business before Congress as lawmakers try to get out for the 4th of July holiday. Among them, certainly a student loan agreement, which appears to be near at this point, and also Eric Holder and the potential vote for him to be held in contempt by Congress later today for not producing documents about what he knew about the botched Fast and Furious gun smuggling investigation. Where do both of those go from here, Gail?
Oh, the contempt vote is important and historic. It will be the first time that a branch of Congress, the House in this case, has held the chief legal official in the land in contempt of Congress. Now, where it goes from there is a mess. We expect the vote will go through, and probably with Democratic votes. Five already have gotten in line. There could be as many as 20 and 30. Why? Because the National Rifle Association, one of the most powerful organizations at the electoral level, has come out strongly in favor of this vote.
All right. Gail Chadwick writes about Congress and all things Washington for the Christian Science Monitor. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And listeners, we'd love to hear from you about today's Supreme Court ruling. Go to hereandnow.org and leave a comment, or at facebook.com/hereandnowradio. You're listening to Here and Now.